Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Now, this is a very convoluted film. This is a movie that it has a lot of plot-heavy narrative, but it struggles in its execution of telling the story, because it tells the story in the most pandering way possible directly to the audience. And there's even sequences where characters are finishing each other's sentences. Like, let's just say there's a room full of government agents talking about the threat of the evil AI, which is the bad guy of this movie, is an AI threat. Kind of ironic, considering all the strikes right now. But let's just say there's a room full of people and they're talking about this threat. One person will say a few lines, then somebody else will continue his sentence, and then onward and onward and onward. People just don't talk that way, and it's kind of lazy. It's a lazy way to move the plot forward. I'd rather see it than be told it, and I'd rather not be told it in such a heavy-handed way where it's so dense that it needs to be reiterated by several people in order for me to maintain interest as a viewer. It is cool that they brought back the Kittredge character from Mission Impossible 1. He was the bad guy from Mission Impossible 1. Because we all remember Ethan Hunt went rogue and the IMF were hunting him in the very first film. So he's not really the bad guy, I guess. But he's been promoted to the head of the IMF now. And he looks pretty good for his age, I've got to say. But let's see. The plot of the movie is the AI threat, which is not really explained too well. They focus on these keys. There's like two parts of a key to unlock the AI, but they never explain what the threat is of the AI. Like, it's learning, it's watching us, and like, it knows our every move. And there's parts of the film where the AI interacts with them. Like, they go to a nightclub and it's supposed to be creepy or like something. But they're in the nightclub and there's a giant form of the AI being projected against the walls, listening to them have their meetings, and it's bizarre. It's bizarre. So to compensate for the fact that there's no real bad guy in this film, they bring back characters from the previous one, like I forgot what the character's name was. But he comes back, and it's weird because I guess you've had to have seen the previous Mission Impossible to get any character development on his history, because there's none in this film. I felt like, you know, there should have been a little more to get us invested than just saying, oh, you know, she's back and he's on the hunt for us, or I can't believe it. You know, like, we're supposed to already know who he or she is. So that kind of fell a little flat. But the action is what helped this movie stay afloat. It's what got me interested in the movie in the first place. It's what kept me from doing this review for so long, because the action is really good. The stunts are excellent. The CGI is very good. It's amazing. It's a very, very great action scenes. I won't spoil that for you. But the plot is the clunker. The plot is the hard part that you have to get past in order to enjoy the rest of the film. Now, I think they shouldn't have stretched it out for two films, but, you know, they're just doing that to make more money, and hopefully we'll get more cool action set pieces in part two. But the fact that we don't even know what the AI does, what the threat is yet, I'm not on the edge of my seat to find out more. I'm more like, why should I even give a fuck? So they should have revealed a little bit more in this one instead of... It was like a popcorn film. Great action, very thin on plot. Yet the plot was convoluted at the same time, which is bizarre. A lot of like technical mumbo-jumbo that didn't need to be so complex, but I guess they wanted to make it sound smart for the audience. Give it the cool tech speak that all the kids love these days. But yeah, all in all, I would say this is a hard one. I would say it's 2.5 out of 5. 2.5 stars out of 5. Tom Cruise does a great job. I wouldn't say he's sleepwalking through it. But I would say that maybe they need someone other than the same director from the last couple films coming back again. Because they're starting to feel like one long thing. The Mission Impossible films all used to feel different from one another. And now not so much. I don't like that. We need fresh blood. So, yep, that's my review of Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Peace.